With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour as we explore the riches of the repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll mark the annual observance of Reformation Sunday. We'll focus in particular on the works of several composers whose music was deeply influenced by the Reformation: Dietrich Buxtehude, J.S. Bach, Georg Neumark, and Felix Mendelssohn, plus a few others. We'll actually begin, however, with music and words conceived by Martin Luther himself. His great hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, is arranged here by John Rutter and performed by the Cambridge Singers, joined by organist John Scott and the City of London Symphony of Brass. John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers and City of London Symphony of Brass in his own arrangement of Martin Luther's iconic Reformation hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Another of Luther's hymns is next, one invoking the presence of the Holy Spirit. Nun bitten wir den Heiligen Geist. We pray now to the Holy Spirit. Dietrich Buxtehude composed a lovely chorale prelude on the tune, which we'll hear performed by Hans Davidson on the organ of Örgryte Church in Göteborg, Sweden. We pray now to the Holy Spirit, a chorale prelude written by Dietrich Buxtehude in the 17th century on the hymn by Martin Luther from a century or more earlier. Hans Davidson performed on the organ of the Örgryte Church in Göteborg, Sweden. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Johann Sebastian Bach, though removed from Luther and the beginnings of the Reformation by more than 150 years, was one of the great evangelists of the movement, with the hymns and chorales of the Reformation forming something of a core of his liturgical output. From his cantata number 79, God the Lord is Sun and Shield, we'll listen to the opening two movements, a chorus with the title of the first line of the chorale, and an alto aria, God is Our True Sun and Shield. Montreal Baroque is led by Eric Milne. Countertenor soloist is Michael Taylor. Thank you. movements from Cantata 79 by J.S. Bach. We just heard Gott ist unser Sonn und Schild, sung by countertenor Michael Taylor. Earlier, Montreal Baroque, performing with one voice on a part, performed the opening chorus, Gott der Herr ist Sonn und Schild. Eric Milnes conducted. An anonymous 16th century musical setting of a text from Philippians has been arranged by Charles Hogan, who leads the Cincinnati Cathedral Choristers in our next selection, Rejoice in the Lord Always. Rejoice in the Lord Always, an anonymous setting from the 16th century, was performed by the Cincinnati Cathedral Choristers in an arrangement by their director, Charles Hogan. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Ten Commandments figured prominently in the Catechism of the Lutheran Church following the Reformation, and Martin Luther wrote a 12-stanza hymn, These Are the Holy Ten Commandments, outlining that portion of Lutheran doctrine. J.S. Bach composed several organ settings of the chorale tune, which would have been well known, as well as a rich harmonization of it for congregational singing. We'll hear his brief organ setting from the Orgelbüchlein, followed by two of the 12 stanzas sung by the Gechinger Kantorei with the Bach Collegium Stuttgart. Helmut Rilling conducts. The chorale, "These Are the Holy Ten Commandments," as set by Johann Sebastian Bach. Helmut Rilling led the Gechinger Kantorei along with the Bach Collegium Stuttgart. Martin Luther's hymn tune, Ein feste Burg, has found its way into countless choral, organ, and even orchestral compositions in the centuries since it first appeared. In 1995, Sir David Wilcox was commissioned to compose an anthem for the 50th anniversary celebrations of the ending of World War II. He chose a hymn text by Sir Henry Baker, "Rejoice Today with One Accord," and in order to facilitate congregational participation, included the tune of Ein feste Burg in the opening and closing sections of the piece. We'll hear "Rejoice Today with One Accord," performed by the Bach Choir and Wallace Collection Brass, joined by organist Jane Watts. Sir David Wilcox conducts.
Rejoice and praise.
Rejoice today with one accord, composed by David Wilcox and incorporating Martin Luther's tune on Feste Burg. The Bach choir sang, accompanied by the Wallace Collection Brass and organist Jane Watts. Sir David conducted. Among the composers heavily influenced by the Reformation more than 100 years following the genesis of the movement was Georg Neumark. He was a poet and hymn writer and composed the chorale tune Wer nur den lieben Gott lässt walten, If Thou But Trust in God to Guide Thee. It formed the basis some years later for Bach's own cantata on the tune, and in the first half of the 19th century for Felix Mendelssohn's brief cantata on the tune. We'll hear the chorale sung first, followed by the four movements of Mendelssohn's cantata on Wer nur den lieben Gott lässt walten. Graham Ross leads the choir of Clare College, Cambridge, and Clare Baroque.
Oh,
Felix Mendelssohn's four-movement setting of the chorale Wer nur den lieben Gott lässt walten. The Clare College Choir and Clare Baroque from Cambridge performed, all conducted by Graham Ross. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Reformation evolved in a slightly different way in England, through the machinations of Henry VIII and others. One of the composers who emerged later and wrote in the language of the people was Henry Purcell. His anthem, Rejoice in the Lord Alway, was written for the Chapel Royal and is often referred to as the Bell Anthem, perhaps for the way its instrumental introduction resembles pealing bells. We'll listen to Purcell's joyful setting performed by Chanticleer with the ensemble Capriccio Stravagante. All are led by Joseph Jennings.
Thank you. rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice.
Christ our Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say
Joseph Jennings and the Gentlemen of Chanticleer performed Rejoice in the Lord Alway by Henry Purcell. They were accompanied by Capriccio Stravagante. J.S. Bach's imposing organ setting of the chorale We All Believe in One True God from the Klavierübung Part 3 is next. The pedal line, with its stair-step motion, epitomizes the solid foundation on which the faith is built. Joan Lippincott performs on the organ in the chapel of the Princeton Theological Seminary. Wir glauben all an einen Gott from the Klavierübung Part 3 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Joan Lippincott performed. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music in observance of Reformation Sunday. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter by following at @WHeartAndVoice. You can write to withheartandvoice at WXXI.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.